Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In recent weeks, I have taken federal, state, and local politicians and bureaucrats to task for not doing enough to manage soaring government debt and unfunded past liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, government employee pensions, and retiree health care benefits that now exceed $100 trillion. As recently as a few years ago, these politicians and bureaucrats could claim ignorance over these developing fiscal crises. With a recent change in accounting standards to put these liabilities and expenses on state and local government and government school district financial reports, they can no longer claim they don't know. So, why are politicians and bureaucrats still dragging their feet at resolving the coming financial catastrophes? Unfortunately, there are several reasons for this relative inaction. The primary explanation is that the amounts owed are so massive that any solutions will involve a combination of higher taxes, defaults and cuts to promised benefits, widespread government employee layoffs, cuts in government programs, and massive decline in the value of the U.S. dollar. None of these actions will make politicians or bureaucrats popular with the citizenry. As a result, there is a strong incentive to kick the can down the road and let someone else deal with the crises. Another reason is that these are past liabilities that were often incurred by past government staff, but the public is bound to blame the financial catastrophe on those who now handle the financial problems. I agree that isn't fair, but that does not excuse inaction. Third, the politicians and bureaucrats who will receive the harshest criticism over these massive debts and unfunded liabilities are those who are the first to step up to expose the problems and take prudent measures to manage them. Therefore, these people don't have the incentive to lead the way in being fiscally responsible. Instead, it seems they are all waiting for someone else to go first, drawing the public ire, then finding more maneuvering room once there is widespread understanding that something has to be done. What that means is that the politicians and bureaucrats lack incentives to responsibly serve the public. I wish I had better news. That's it for now. Be sure to come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.